This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It was called must-see TV by some of the business news networks today. One of them had a countdown clock ticking down all morning. In the end, it was not the most riveting fair, but it was important. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen and Fed policymakers wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington. Investors were hoping there'd be clues that would indicate when the Fed will raise interest rates. And that decision was something Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer asked Yellen about.
We talked about the risk of tightening too early. What about the risk of waiting too long, especially since it can take a while for Fed actions to work their way through the economy?
Well, I agree with that. Many studies over decades and decades have showed that there are lags in the way monetary policy affects the economy.
And Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from the Fed's headquarters in Washington. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, David.
We have had these low rates for years now, and you asked Janet Yellen about timing. Why is timing so important, deciding when it's time to raise rates?
Well, because it takes a while for the Fed's actions to kick in and affect the economy. If the Fed waits too long, you could have undesirable things like deflation kick in that are a lot harder to correct once they've started. On the other hand, you don't want to do things too quickly because that could kick us back into recession. So it really is a delicate balancing act.
Did we learn much today from the statement that the Fed released from this news conference about what the Fed is thinking?
We did. The Fed sent for it some pretty clear signals about this. They have some benchmarks they use to decide when to raise interest rates, among them the unemployment rate. The Fed had said unemployment had to be between 5.2 and 5.5% before it would raise rates. Well, unemployment is now 5.5%, so it's in that range. But now the Fed says, nah, unemployment needs to be even lower, between 5% and 5.2%. Some analysts say that's moving the goalposts, and they're frustrated. Another interesting thing today, Yellen emphasized that the Fed is also watching wage growth. That is, it wants to see if wages go up as unemployment goes down.
There's been this big push by the Fed to be more transparent. We've seen Fed chairman do interviews. There have been these news conferences after these statements are released. Today, Janet Yellen said very emphatically, we are a transparent central bank. How has that new transparency affected this whole process?
You know, the Fed had said it wanted to have interest rates be right around 1% by the end of this year. And to make that schedule, it would have to start raising rates in June. But today the Fed backed off of that, too. And now the consensus is they want rates between 0.5% and 0.75% by the end of the year. So the Fed has more time. It really wouldn't have to start raising rates until around September to meet that goal.
Nancy, there had been analysts who thought that the Fed could raise rates as soon as April. That's when it's having its next meeting. Did Chair Yellen rule that out today?
She seemed to, but she's really trying not to spook the market. So she refuses to be pinned down on timing. You may remember about 2 years ago, the taper tantrum, when former Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke mentioned he might start tapering down the Fed's bond buying program. The markets went nuts, and so she wants to avoid that.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer with us from the Eccles Building, the Fed's headquarters in Washington. Nancy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.